Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Thank you very much. God bless you. I pray all is well with you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. What's going on with you? It's time to kick it off. It's Mighty Men of Valor. And no matter what situation you find yourself in right now, we just want to try to help you find your way back to the light. All right? Back to the light of Christ. We got to put our situations in God's hands and just keep it moving, y'all. You know, I know it seems difficult sometimes. I know it seems hard, but we got to stick together because iron sharpens iron, and a brother sharpens the countenance of his friend. How about that? Of his brother. So let's get ready to do that. Let us humble ourselves and go before the throne of God in prayer. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, we come, let the Holy Spirit give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. We thank you for this glorious day with breath in our bodies, our eyes to open to see your beautiful creation. Forgive us for our sins and all of our unrighteousness, Lord God. Father God, we ask right now, Father God, that you cover these airways for us tonight, Father God. Father God, that something will be said to bless the listeners, Father God, that will change lives, Father God, that will break chains and pull down strongholds, Lord God. Father God, send your guardian angels to us right now, Father God. Father God, put a hedge of protection up around us, Father God, as we go in right now up against the enemy, because we know he's mad, Father God, for uplifting and motivating your people. But Lord God, we know that you are victorious. It makes us victorious, Lord God. And we just give you honor, glory, and praise as we prepare to kick off this show in the name of Jesus. All God's children say amen, amen, amen. Everybody suit up. It's time to put on your full armor, God. It's time for YAT Radio to sign on. Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor. Let's go get them, y'all.
All the soldiers, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. This right here goes out to all the real men.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Put your fist in there, bro. We making a declaration right now. That we handling our responsibilities, you understand? We not gonna get caught with our work undone. Here we go. Hey, let's go.
I'm a king.
Let's go.
I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm a priest. I'm a prophet.
Yeah.
And give God his time. Too many people depend on what you do. Boy, you got a big load to carry. Nobody got a responsibility like we do. As the head of the household, your family.
Yeah.
This ain't no game to me. I got a goal to reach each year.
Yes, sir,
it's plain to see. I'm a soldier with this here. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, we body, body.
Yeah.
I'm saved and I'm proud.
Yeah.
I'ma scream it out loud and shout it. I'ma raise this banner. Yep, I'ma stand up for the Lord Almighty. And I'm in your hands, shots the control of my spirit, soul, and body.
Woo.
Whatever you want, you got it.
Yeah.
That's just my gratitude. Nope, I ain't mad at you. I'm just the same with an attitude.
Fear.
And I don't run before them just when my family's in a crisis. I stay before them because in crisis, I belong to you. You the reason.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
Yeah.
I'm a prophet.
Yeah.
I'm a prophet.
I preach the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
Yeah.
I'm a priest.
Yeah.
I'm a prophet.
Yeah. I'm a prophet.
I preach the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I preach the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
Yeah.
I'm a priest.
Yeah.
I'm a prophet.
Yeah. I'm a prophet.
I preach the word over my
You better transform what's over your shoulders, dude. Get up off of your good for nothing and let the Lord take control of you.
Yeah.
Cause we as men, we got to go hard and show hard and stand firm and go through. Complete the journey no matter how far.
Yeah, better keep your head up with your back straight, your chest out with your eyes forward, with the word of God as your mind state. He built his house upon the rock, so when the storm comes, it won't sway. Jesus heard the notice against the gate to fail. You can't prevail what God say. Nah, I'm believing what the word say. That's why I'm here in the first place. I'm gone off that holy water on fire for God like Bombay. I give God time all the time. I just will serve him on Sunday. So when the cross that finish line, I want to see him face to face. Well done, good and faithful serving. It's what I want to hear the Lord say. Complete my journey on this side and cross over yonder to a better place. Raise my children up in the Lord. Love my wife like Christ loved the church and take my position of authority. He gave me dominion while I'm in the earth, cause I'm a king. I'm a king. Yeah.
We marching, we stepping.
Come on now.
The kingdom of God is taking over. We marching.
Put your boots on the ground.
We marching.
Put your hands in the dirt.
We marching, we stepping. The kingdom of God is taking
Let's
over.
Let's do this
we
work.
Marching.
I'm a king.
We marching.
Cause God has called you.
We marching.
Will you answer the call?
See the kingdom of God is taking over.
Hey.
We marching.
I'm a king. Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
The kingdom of God is taking over.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a king. You
I'm
might
a
not see the crown.
But I'm
see
a prophet.
It.
I speak the word.
Oh, yeah.
Over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm
God
a
has
king.
Given you authority.
I'm a prophet.
And
I'm a prophet.
Yeah.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a prophet.
It's only gonna make me stronger.
I don't think they hear me, dog.
You can't stop this, dog. You can't stop this.
It's
God's plan. And I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm
ready.
I'm free now.
I'm ready.
I got my
I'm
mind
ready.
Right.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
And I got my war clothes
I'm
on,
ready.
Boy.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
And I'm ready for war.
They put a hit out on your boy and they left me for dead.
Oh, blood in my eyes. Thorns on my head. Only thing that I can hear is what my Savior say. While I'm in my own blood and I can't feel my leg. But I'ma live,
I'ma live.
I will not die. Got up off the ground and I wiped that blood up out my eyes. Got my mind right, got my grind right. Stood up, now it's time to rise. Been resurrected,
resurrected.
I am alive. Blood drip, headed for war. Fire in my eyes. Ready for war, no turning back. I got my dogs with me, 300 of us. Young Leonidas, take on the whole city. We don't retreat, we do not quit. We are not the same to live and die for the truth. Let's be plain, this is why I came. And if I were you, then dog, I'd probably hate me too. But the power that I come in is too big for you. To stop, so stop it for me before you go too far. My mind right, the time right, boy, and I'm ready for war.
Head to the sky, my war goes on. To die before too long. Put me on my shield and carry me home.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thanks a lot, big bro. Welcome back to the show. What's going on? It's Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor, YET Radio is signing on. What's up? I am Pastor Rod. If you want to get involved in the conversation, he just gave you the number. I give it to you again, 858-357-9137. Let them know the Mighty Men of Valor are on the air. What's going on? All right. Listen. Last night we was talking, we had a conversation, all the brothers were here, and we had a conversation about the blind leading the blind, waiting on my brothers to call in. You know, it's something when we supposed to really get in here and break chains, everybody's held up with work and everything, but, you know, it's all good. You know, the show must go on. So we were talking about the blind leading the blind, and when we look around of things that's going on in the world out here today, we see a lot of that taking place. We see a lot of us not taking a leadership role, and I'm gonna change that terminology because this is not for everybody. You may be doing it, and God bless you. But we have to make sure that we are showing others how to do it. because a lot of things that are going on around us, a lot of people just don't understand it. They don't know what it means. They don't know what it's about. And one of the heartfelt things that just breaks your heart is a lot of people just don't care what's going on. As long as it doesn't affect them, ain't got nothing to do with the me, myself, and I situation, they don't care. Last night we talked about three monkeys, see no evil, hear no evil, so I speak no evil. And the thing is that we seeing people do evil, we hearing people do evil, and we listening to people speak evil. And all these spirits are just running around rampant in the earth. And we as leaders of the church, well, let me say this way. All of us as leaders of the church, of God's church, you know what I'm saying, the house of Jesus Christ, are not participating, are not doing what we're supposed to do as a collective, unified body of Christ. You know what I'm saying? The scripture says that there are plenty of members as a part of the body, but guess what? All of the members have something that God has assigned them to do. Nobody is supposed to be just somebody sitting on their behinds doing nothing. Elder Melvin say that shucky ducky. You know what I'm saying? We have to make sure that we are well aware of our responsibilities and our role in the body. And what happens is that the blind leads the blind, because instead of us going before God and getting before the throne and having that relationship with him, we want to have an intercessor. You are able and capable of having that relationship with him too. You know what I'm saying? You have to make a decision in your life that, you know, that you want to really do what God has assigned you to do. I'm talking about, and listen to what I'm saying now. I may ruffle feathers, I may step on toes, but it's never to disrespect or tear anyone down. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to attack the evil spirits, not people. You know what I'm saying? Because if we're supposed to be in the likeness of the Godhead, that means that we're supposed to act accordingly, right? So Jesus didn't attack anyone at all. He called out the spirits, the evil spirits. And see, what we got misunderstood is how to go about doing that. We're not teaching it properly of how to go about doing that. We're not showing and teaching how to discern spirits. You know what I'm saying? That's a gift that God has to give you. But some people, listen now, come on. Let's be honest. Everybody didn't just jump up being a Christian as soon as they were born. You know what I'm saying? You were born into a sinful world. You were born into sin. So as we grew, it was about how our parents trained us up in a way that we should go, so when we got older, we wouldn't depart from it. That's where it starts. It starts at home. Everything starts at home. So if we didn't seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and knowing that all things will be added after we seek him first, if that's not how things went, things today would be a little, you know, a little cloudy, a little hazy, you wouldn't know certain things. So we have to make sure we sharpen each other up, because we avoid conversations that need to be had, because we are afraid to ruffle feathers. We are afraid to step on toes. We are afraid of people being upset with us. We're so concerned about pleasing mankind that we forget that we're supposed to be going after pleasing God first, being after God's own heart. You understand? That's what David did. He was a man after God's own heart. Why can't we be men after God's own heart? And then let God provide all of the fruits of our labor that we put into the kingdom. Because he said he would supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. He could care less about yours. Your riches can't get you into glory. Oh, boy. You know how I know that? Let me tell you how I know that. It's because he says that it'll be easy for a camel to jump through the eye of a needle than a rich man who loves money. I'm going, Lord, forgive me, but I just got to, because sometimes you just don't understand. I don't want you to think that every man that got money ain't going to get into the kingdom. But every man or woman that loves money over anything else, especially God, you won't see the kingdom of God. Not if you just continue. Listen, and then, listen now. I'm not going to say that you won't see it if that's a guarantee. Because if you think about when Jesus hung on the cross at Calvary, there were a man on each side. Both thieves. One didn't care about who Jesus was. And one was saying, leave this man alone. This man did nothing. He did no sin. And he asked Jesus to remember him when he get into paradise. But what did Jesus tell him? He told him that he was going with him. He had a guaranteed spot. So all I'm saying to you is that, you know, we all have done some wrong, but do we repent of it and ask God to remove it from us? And brothers, I think that we have to understand, the difference between asking for forgiveness of our sins and repenting of our sins. When you repent of your sin, you know what I'm saying? That sin that you brought to God and say you repent of it and you know you're not going back to it, that means you left it alone. You turning your back on it. You done walked away from it. That's gone. So ask God to renew your mind. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy. I'm not going to say that it's easy. It's not easy for anybody. Me either. You know, the enemy is always busy, but the enemy doesn't have power over the God that created you. The unfortunate thing is that Satan himself was created by God, but he turned his back on God. He turned against God. He wanted to be God. That's how he became the enemy of the kingdom of God, the enemy of God. So if you love God and you serve him with all of your mind, body, and soul, your heart, everything, he's an enemy of yours too, because you his enemy. So sometimes you have to just pause sometimes. We're so busy moving. Listen, certain COVID restrictions have been lifted. Certain mask restrictions have been lifted. And you couldn't wait. You back at the club. You back out partying. You back doing things that, you know what I'm saying, you slowed down from doing. Maybe just because they told you had to. So listen, I don't tell you anything about to be afraid of anything. You know what I'm saying? Because God did not give us the spirit of fear. You know, he didn't do that to us at all. We don't have that. You know what I'm saying? But one thing that we have to do is do like Colossians 3 tells us, to set our minds on things that are above and not on things that are on the earth. See, if we constantly focusing on God and the word of God, you know what I'm saying? And letting the Holy Spirit lead us. We won't have to worry about letting our minds be conformed to this world and then start falling in love with things of the world. Because the scripture in 1 John tells us, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So we get conformed to the world. But we get conformed to it, right? But the scriptures tell us, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It says that by testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and acceptable and perfect. If we don't get conformed to the world, because the world is full of distractions, the world is full of evil and envy and jealousy and murder. And all kind of dirty, ugly, dark things. You know it just like I do. So, and when you out there, and when you pay attention to these things, you fall into a spirit of fear. And God tells us in Isaiah 41, he says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. He said he will strengthen you, he will help you, and he will uphold you with his righteous right hand. We're talking about the God that created the heavens and the earth. The scripture said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That means you and me and everything here. We don't own nothing. We just here to take care of things. And look what we have done. seriously. Pay attention and take a look at what we have done as children of God. Listen, have we taken care of things that belong to our Heavenly Father the way that we would want our children to take care of things of ours as dads? You be ready to take your belt off and beat your children to death, man, if they did certain things that we're doing to this earth, that we're doing to this world, that we have done, and that we have done to each other. Man, we'll never get our punishment. So how do you think the Heavenly Father feels? Do you actually sit down sometimes? Have you ever done this? And we can't think like God. We can't. Because God says that my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. He says, doesn't the heaven sit higher than the earth? And we have to say yes. And then he would say, well, then my thoughts and my ways are much higher than yours then. So have you just really just took a moment and just looked at some of the things that you have done in your life? And I'm getting personal now. And I'm talking about me. I'm talking about you looking at the mirror. You have we just taken a moment and just looked at things that we've done over life and wonder as a parent, if you're a parent out there, as a parent, if our children had done the things that we have done, how would you feel? How would you feel? You know, and that's for all parents, men and women, but dads, fathers, you know, how would you feel if God just made you and just left you out there with no care, no nothing, nothing, had no dealings with you, let you get into this world and turned his back on you and allowed you to have to grow up in a world by yourself? With no experience of a father figure, of a dad, of a man in their life to teach them things. So think about what you brothers, have done to a child that you birthed by a woman and ain't had no dealings with that child. I need to really talk to you tonight, because, you know, one thing about it is that we don't want to talk about these things. We don't want to get down to the nitty-gritty and get to the source of the problem. We don't want to get to the root of the problem. In order to keep something from growing, you got to destroy the root, the issue, what's making it grow. You know what I'm saying? You want to get rid of a weeds outside in your yard, you got to put some chemicals on it that's going to kill the roots so that it won't grow anymore. So if there's issues that you got going on, you got to get to the root of the problem. You got to go to the source. And we don't want to face the source, because you ain't got nothing to do with me. Ain't got nothing to do. Ain't my problem. But anything that, if you say that you a Christian, you a blood-bought believer, anything that's going on this earth got something to do with you, because it belongs to your daddy, your Heavenly Father, your merciful God that offers grace and mercy to all of us. So it's got something to do with you. So when are you going to get involved and do something about it? You know, haven't you had enough of things? Listen, money stolen, lied to, manipulated, taken advantage of. Aren't you tired of that? Because what that does is that aggravates you, that angers you. You know what I'm saying? You get upset and you start taking that out on everybody around you. Then you destroying your relationships. You destroying your family. You done upset your boss at work. You understand, your partners then got upset with you because you all in a bad mood, snappy all the time. You ain't showing no more respect. You don't act like you care no more. You know what I'm saying? Like you done gave up. So don't nobody want to be around you. And you wondering why. Then you talk about don't nobody care about you. Don't nobody love you. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody care about what you're going through. Really? Really? When are we gonna get back to a place where we can start talking about these issues and fixing them instead of seeing all of our black men out here and young black boys dying in the streets, getting murdered every day? Every day. You know what I'm saying? Whether by one of us or one of them, but dying. When are we going to start doing something? Why do we have to wait for someone to be shot down by one of them before we open our mouths? And then, listen, I said this before, and I'm going to say it again, because I don't want you to come talking about that dude on Breaking Chains. He got a problem with this and problem with that. I got a problem with a lot of things, but I ain't afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to say it to you. I'm not going to hide behind your back and say it either. But I'm going to say this, that, you know what I'm saying? Stop jumping out every time one of them shoot one of us with your BLMs everywhere. Black Lives Matter. You all over the place with that then. But Black Lives Matter every day. To me, I'm a black man. I love everybody. I love mankind because I'm a child of God. I'm a man of God. I love mankind. But let me tell you something. I am a black man. So I'm a target too. I'm a target of the enemy. I'm a target of the enemy. I'm the target of an enemy. Period. But guess what? Listen. I am a son of the Most High God. I am his child. You understand? My big brother name is Yahshua the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. You understand what I'm saying? And my other big brother is the Holy Spirit, who with me all the time. And goodness and mercy, them brothers walking behind me all the time. I don't need no homeboy down here, no earthly figure. I got partners. But who I need is who's behind me. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So all I'm saying to you, brothers, men, young men, man, it's time to get it together. It's time to get it together, man. Stop following it, man. Stop being a part of the blind leading the blind. They leading you straight to hell. They leading you straight to prison. They leading you straight to your grave. Don't always be saying at these folks' funeral, God wanted them to go. You was ready to go. You put yourself in harm's way. God didn't put you in harm's way. God said, listen, let me tell you. One thing about it is that we have to make sure that we get you to understand where we coming from, because, you know, I don't want people to say that we misquoted the Bible or we don't know the scripture and everything. Listen to what God says. I want you to write this down. I want you to know this. I want you to remember this. I want you to etch this on your heart for real if you haven't already. I want you to write down Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Chapter 29, verse 11. Jeremiah. And it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Who I say? The Lord. It says plans to prosper you and not to harm you. I need to read that again. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So if he says he got plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future, what does that say to you? What is that saying to you? So why are you putting yourself in harm's way? Why aren't you using your intellect, your creative mindset that God blessed you with to invent, to create, to start your business, to do things that's going to prosper you and your family? You understand what I'm saying? This is serious, man. We got to get very serious. I see I got Elder Melvin hanging on. got another line here. I want to get ready to bring my people on and get the conversation started tonight. So anybody that wants to talk, get ready. We're about to open up the lines in just a second. You know, hey, man, this is serious. We got to stop watering down God's word. God didn't water it down, so why are you doing it? God didn't play around, so why are we playing with people? God didn't lie. You know what I'm saying? The scripture tells that God is not a man who can lie, or the son of man who have to repent. We got to repent. We lie. We steal. We cheat. We do all kind of evil, sinful things. But God ain't going to lie to us. For what? For what? God says to you, simple as this, either you hot or cold, because lukewarm, I'm going to spit out my mouth. He told you. He tells you direct. So why are we not telling these people direct? You keep doing that, you're going to put your soul in hell. You keep going that route right there. Everybody has an opportunity to repent and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And let me tell you something else. Stop allowing people to lead you down that blind, dark road talking about the Bible is the white man book. Yeah, the white man did print the book. It is. He does own the printing of the book, the new Bible. He does. Use your common sense. But he trying to twist. Listen, he altered the New Testament simply because he wanted to try to make slavery, you know what I'm saying? They wanted slavery to be legal the way they wanted it to be. If you go back into the Old Testament, listen, the kings and queens, which was darker than me, had men and women working for them, but they didn't beat them and kill them and rape them and cut them and burn them. So they altered the word. That man named King James, yeah, him, who was a racist and a homosexual. Listen, man, do your history homework. We got an overseer named Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, who teaches us things about the word of God, who teaches us things about history, period. And we sit back and allow them to take us backwards, and they had 400 years to get ahead of us. So they say. Not true. You a very powerful man. You a very powerful woman. You are a king. Sister, you are a queen. You better start living like it and acting like it. You better start refusing the enemy. You better start turning your back on evil living sinful people and start praying for them and stop being a part of them and come from amongst them. You better get yourself together. I'm going to take a quick break, man. We'll be back. It's Breaking Chains. The Mighty Men of Valor are on. Call somebody, let them know, man. Get involved in the conversation. You need to refuse. I'm going to let Drew tell you about that. YAT Radio is live. Let's go.
Breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough. My breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough.
You know the Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep on pressing.
Because I refuse to.
I'm going to step and press. You know what I'm talking about?
I refuse to.
Because I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
The devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift them up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say.
Of depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up, yeah. Don't go weary in your well doing, just keep on pursuing even though it might get rough, yeah. The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping, instead of creeping and seeking a way to make us fall. So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord. Battle with the sword and always stand tall.
Stand tall.
Yeah, you might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out of it. His grace and mercy will grant you a way of escape about it.
Yeah.
It ain't no doubt about it.
No.
That's why I'm running for him like I'm power talking. Look, I love him for real. It ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like someone pushed me off a pier. He's my mighty battle lack, so I ain't got nothing to fear.
Hey.
Don't need no mattress, I'm a falcon in here.
Hey.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
No.
I'ma lift him up and phony with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
oh.
God is making me a man,
hey.
And I don't have to stress.
No.
When trouble come my way, I'll just look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down in depression,
no.
Count it joy and temptation.
Yeah.
Stage 1 and 3, read the trying of your faith, broke your patience. Patience to overcome,
yeah.
Patience to run this race,
yeah.
Patience to stand on his word, trust him and keep the faith.
Yeah.
So let us stand united, the devil want us divided. Each of us have purpose, together we make us a body. I'ma give it my all,
yeah.
That's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and that stands for God or nothing,
hey.
So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed, allow the spirit to work through you,
yeah.
The trouble's on the way, that's something you can't afford.
And no.
I tell you, I'ma be strong in the Lord.
Cause yeah.
I let the devil steal my joy,
yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise,
no.
I'ma lift him up and phony with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
oh.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you, big bro. Welcome back to the show. What's going on? Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor are on the air. Get involved in the conversation, man. We're here every day. Just get involved, man. We just going to come in. We coming in hard. We ain't playing. So, you know, let me throw my disclaimer out there. I'm going to open up the lines. We are here to break chains. We are here to confront the enemy. We are here to confront those evil spirits that lie within you. We're here to do the work that God has assigned us to do. We are workers, servants of his. We are disciples, and we are not afraid of the enemy, because he told us we don't have to be. He told us that he going to be everywhere where we going. He going to be where we at. He never going to leave nor forsake us. So we have no reason to fear anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because he's already, listen, we know that he already defeated Satan. We know that he already took the keys back to victory, to the kingdom. We already know all of that. You know what I'm saying? Because we studied to show ourselves approved unto God, not you. Listen, let me speak for me right now. Roderick Williams does not care if you care or like him at all, because I'm going to tell you, but thus says the Lord. Whether you receive it or not, you got to take that up with God, not me. Being mad at me is unimportant. Because, listen, the scripture tells me if God be for me, who can be against me? And here's the funny part to that. Everybody can be against you, but it doesn't matter as long as God be for you. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, let me tell you something. I'm finna open up the lines. If you go to John 15, down there in verse 18, you will see that the scripture says, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. This is our Lord and Savior talking. He said, if you belong to the world, it will love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I've chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. You wondering why people don't want to deal with you, why people talk about you and all? Because you don't belong to the world no more. You turned your back on the world. And the enemy don't like nobody to turn their back on him because he think he pretty. You remember Ric Flair? Remember Ric Flair, the wrestler? Ric Flair used to get in there and say, I'm pretty. Y'all might be too young for Ric Flair, but some of y'all are old enough to know. But listen, man, this is serious out here. The devil was trying to be bigger than God. So what does that say about what he going to try to do to you? Oh, man. Come on, let's get serious about this thing. Stop letting the blind lead the blind, man. Seriously. I want to say good evening to everybody. Thank you for calling in, being a part of the show, about to open up the lines. A couple of my brothers are hanging on. Elder Melvin is here and Pastor Joseph is here. I want to open up the lines to the brothers. Brothers, I'm talking directly to the men tonight because, you know, our men, it's about the men. You know what I'm saying? Because when you look at the order of God, how God created everything, and this is no disrespect to anybody, but it's God, then man, then woman, then the children, and then everybody else. So when are we going to get back in order? When are we gonna unstrap ourselves and start back being men? You understand? Stop tucking our tails, man, and start back being men. Stop trying to be women and start being men. When are we going to do that? All right. God bless you. Good evening, Elder Melvin. Welcome to the show, sir. Jump in. Break some chain.
Good evening, my friend, Pastor
God bless you, sir.
Pastor Joseph, and all my sisters and brothers in Christ, and all of my sisters and brothers that are not in Christ.
Amen.
Pastor Rob did so much just now. I like that, Pastor, because you give me an opportunity. I could pick from a whole lot of stuff you said, but all of it is pertaining to leadership. Everything you said had something to do with leadership.
Amen.
I thought about being a musician. I used to look at so many musicians would lead organ and go to the pulpit. I looked at so many quartet singers would lead the mics from singing and go to the pulpit. And I used to ask myself, why you don't put me in the pulpit? But you know something? That was what the people wanted. Anybody
That's
know
right.
anything about my boy named Saul? In the first book of Samuel, God didn't anoint him to be no king, but to please the bunch of knuckleheads. I'm going to let you have a king. You got
that's
the
right.
best king there is, and that's me. But you want somebody you could touch. You want somebody you could argue back with. You want somebody you could see in a literal sense. That let me know right there, and your faith was very weak. So many of us in leadership position now is in leadership position. I call it a bunch of you all saw because the people wanted you. That minister in leadership does not work like that. God chooses who he wants, and he equipped them with special training. Special training. I say special training. This don't come from Southern University, LSU. This don't come from Heaven University. Straight from Heaven. There's no other way to get it. And when I thought about it, I said, wow, I'm glad I didn't do that. God gave me a ministry that was music. I was very successful with it. Now he decided to move me into another field. I'm being successful with that because I learned to listen to my daddy. He know, Pastor just said, the earth is mine, the fullness thereof. Pastor Roger told you, everything here is his. So if everything here is his, he know what he is need. Pastor Roger told you also about the seed, the weed. You want to kill the weed, not the seed. But if you want to get the weed to stop from growing, you can't cut it with the lawnmower. You got to dig down and get the root. He knows what he is doing. I'm going back to the leadership again. So many kids or so many young men are being raised by women. A woman can only teach a boy so much. It's simply that, and it stops.
That's right.
he's got to be taught by his predecessor. What's the word I'm looking for, Pastor? My predecessor, is that right? The right word? Or the one who came before him?
Yes, yeah, right.
Is a man who's going to have the same attributes and traits as he do. Hmm. A woman can't teach a little boy to go into the bathroom and urinate. Because hers is totally different. I'm just being frank with you. But if he look at a man, he's going to imitate what that man did. That's what he's supposed to do. Our young boys don't have that nowadays. And I told you last night, I stayed in the project. And I mean, I've just a lot of places over there that I didn't know you were teaching me. These guys, I'm not faulting the young men for getting killed. And Pastor hit that on by getting killed. Those police, I mean, from what our youngsters are giving them, these police are afraid. You don't know what you coming out with. They tell you get out and hold your hands up, and you come out at night with a cell phone in your hand. Come on, man, you brought that on yourself. Put that doggone cell phone down and let that police see your hand, which means I surrender. So look at the part that you play to cause your consequences. Look at the part as far as leadership is concerned. Minister, I'm going to get on you tonight. You're not doing your part. Because when I think about the 54 years I played music in church, I can't remember when you had a meeting with the boys, when you had a meeting with the men, come on, let's get our men straight. I never saw that in church, Pastor. 54 years I played music. I didn't look at this, but I'm looking at it now. The Holy Spirit is bringing back to my memory through what? Experience. Holy Spirit ain't going to teach me nothing. He'll bring it back to my memory. From experience and what I studied in the Word. That's his job. But if you didn't do anything, how can he bring it back to your memory? The Bible says he will bring it back. Look at the word, back, to your memory. That means it had to happen before. Think about, watch the words in the Bible. Back to my memory. I had to experience this somewhere. We got to know how to interpret these words. And Pastor Rod, tell you, I watch those words, Pastor will tell you. I watch those words in the Bible. Come C-O-M-E, come C-O-M-E-T-H, come C-O-M-E-S. All that stuff has different meaning. He is H-I-S capital. He is H-I-S small letter. All this stuff has meaning. And if you don't know that meaning, Pastor Kemp said that last night, how can you teach anybody? How can you lead anybody? But because of popularity, we choose the wrong leaders. Saul? I don't want to call the big boy name that's out here in radio land. But when the last time they say, I want all you young brothers to come in, we're going to talk to you. This is what we got to do. God made male first. He had a reason for that. I ain't going to ask him why. I ain't never ask my dad why. I'd like to know, what was the reason? That's what we look at. Not why. What was his reason? It was good. Until we leaders learn the characteristics of Christ, the characteristic of Satan, it is impossible, it is impractical, and it's improbable for you to be a successful leader. There's no way, Jose, not today. If you ain't studying, how you going to teach somebody else something? I did what right here at my door just a little while ago, while I was late coming on there. I wanted a little guy from my good first screwdriver. I'm telling him, but this is my opportunity to tell him. I said, look, I've done what you done. That boy not going to stop smoking no weed. He don't want to hear nothing about God. He don't want to hear nothing about the Bible because he's not there. But I took and I joined him. And I took what he knew and I talked to him. You don't need to sit out there in the car. You don't need to run out here in front of my doors and grab me a weed. If you're going to do it, he's not going to stop smoking. So what I did, I joined him. If you got to do it, go do it in a neutral territory. Don't let these children see it. Don't let these people in the complex see it. Have respect with it. That was an opportunity God gave me just to see what I was made of. I went the right way because I went the way my daddy told me to approach him. You know what he said? Yes, sir, Mr. Melvin, you're right.
Glory to God.
If you're going to persecute me for truth and righteousness, do what you got to do. But my dad said, whatever you come up with, this ain't going to work. The Bible says, the weapon formed against me shall prosper. I just gave it to you to get a sling turn, because that's what they understand. They don't understand no words in the Bible. That's why I don't go at them that much. If somebody have a little knowledge of it, I go in that way. But the average one I'm dealing with don't know nothing about God. They don't know nothing about the Bible. So why should I go at something that's Greek to them? You got to know who you're dealing with. You got to know when to fold them, when to roll them, and when to leave them alone.
Amen. 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 God bless you, sir. Thank you very much for that. We got to be able to, we just got to stop being afraid to confront issues that we know are wrong, out of line, indecent, and out of order. It's something about 2 Timothy and 4 that stands out with me when I talk about that, because, you know, it starts off, it says, I charge you. That's how it starts off. I charge you. God says, I charge you. So that means that if you're calling yourself a pastor, a bishop, a reverend, minister, you know what I'm saying, minister of whatever, you know what I'm saying, you got some type of office in the church, you accepted that charge. You accepted you accepted that, right? So since you accepted that, it says that you accepted it before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who would judge the living and the dead, at his appearance and his kingdom. It say that you accepted it before God. The whole, you listen, the Godhead, that's what you accepted in front of. But then it tells you to preach the word. It says for you to be ready in season and out of season. See, you wonder what in season and out of season means to you? Let me tell you what it should mean to you. That means that you don't need to be just waiting to go into God's house on Sunday morning to preach the word. You need to be ready out of season too, like right now, this second tonight, like Elder Melvin went out there and spoke to them young men. You understand what I'm saying? He wasn't in God's house, but he was in the pulpit because the whole earth is here. You didn't even hear what I said.
Come on, son, teach the leaders.
The whole earth is the pulpit. You listen, where the Spirit of the Lord is, if the Spirit of the Lord is there, if the Spirit of the Lord is there, guess what?
Come on.
Change is going to take place immediately.
If he's there.
Strongholds going to be pulled down. Chains are going to be broken. Because the Spirit of the Lord is there. Listen, if you go into a room right now and there's no light on in that room, it's completely dark. Hit that light switch.
Darkness hit that light switch. Run.
Darkness is gone. So what you think happens when you represent the kingdom of God as an ambassador? Listen, we are ambassadors to the kingdom. When you walk into a dark area, the light of the world has appeared. Because he said that we are the light of the world.
Teach, Pastor.
So when are we going to start acting like it? We're supposed to go into all these dark areas. Why are you afraid and you call yourself a child of God?
And hit the switch.
Listen, man, just turn on the switch, man.
Tell God to
turn it on inside of you, because you need help with it. Don't be ashamed to ask God for help. Swallow your pride. Pride ain't what it used to be like. You too arrogant now. Pride don't mean nothing. Yeah. Pastor Joseph, there's a lot going on around us, man, and I wanted to talk to our young men tonight, because you know, I asked a question last night about feminism, and I asked that question because it was going to lead into something that I wanted to bring up tonight. women's rights and women coming together being strong and the ability to do. Listen, women are standing up doing what they're doing today because men have tucked their tails and turned their backs and start doing other things instead of manly things. You want to do worldly things. It ain't even got nothing to do with being a man no more. You just want to do worldly things. You know what I'm saying? You want to chase dollars. You want to chase money. You want to chase drugs. You want to chase cars, bling, bling. So in saying all that, Pastor Joseph, are our young men, or should I say, let me start here. Have our men lost focus on what it is that we should have our eyes locked on?
That's
God bless you, sir. Good evening. Welcome to the show.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Did you hear me? Did you hear my question?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank God. Amen. We thank God for breaking chains. I tell you, last night was a blessing to me. It was a blessing to me. But yes, sir, it's a problem. It's definitely a problem going on. And as the body of Christ, we here to solve problems. You know, this modern, instantaneously society, you know, young people just think they can tend to just jump from one thing to another to one thing. And, you know, so we have the mindset just thinking everything going to be quick and easy, you know. But the older guys, the experienced guys, they know it's going to be a difficult road, you know. So we have to have patience, you know. We got to stick to some problems until we get breakthrough. And I believe it's just like a knot. If you just tie knots all in the shoestring, people got knots, and they represent like jobs, issues, houses, and they can't get the knot untied. You know, they're trying to get the knot untied. And so they can't get it untied. They just move to something else. But just having patience and sticking with that problem until we get breakthrough. And that's what I love about God, because God will help us. You know, God will help us, and he'll put people in our life. And one thing about God, he's never in a hurry. And young people, I guess, you know, they want everything just quick and easy. But God, he never quit. He never run out of patience. And I think just being just a fruit of spirit and patience is a great deal. But also, you know, just connecting to God. Just if they could just connect to God a little longer, stay connected. You know, and run across people by, you know, connecting with people locally. You know, it's so important to surround themselves with the right friends. You know, the people we surround ourselves with is very, very important. Being able to be able to serve, you know, when we serve people, things like that, it keeps us connected to God. And just time management. I think the young people, you know, the young men's, you know, just time management, it's real important. That hasn't been really talked to them and explained to them. And so when we was bored, we just used to get into trouble. You know, we know trouble, we get into it hard to get out of. But as we continue to just pray, you know, and trust God, you know, I think that if they can learn how to build that relationship with God, you know, with God, all things are possible. With man, is impossible. And when we continue to encourage them, hey, man, what's up, you know, or just pray for them. Tell them stay prayed up. You know, I'll never forget, I was out of town working, and there was a homeless guy walking in the store, and I came out the store, and the homeless guy told me to stay prayed up. And that's all he said. And I was like, appreciate it. And it still stuck with me to the day. And it made me, you know, stay prayed up, you know, by the grace of God that was on him. But it was just somebody hit that little word he said. So definitely just building that relationship with God through prayer, you know, just finding people to help, things like that, and just manage our time. And one thing I learned is when we build our relationship with God intentionally, we trust God by faith, and he reward us. He reward us not like the world thing, because like you were saying, this world is lost. You know, the things of this world is so lost, and people think it's right, but it's really the wrong way. The Bible says the devil deceives the whole world. Like, the whole world is deceived. And so, but the great thing about this is when we build our relationship with God, he rewards us with spiritual strength. Like on the night how we just talking about the word of God, that's spiritual strength. And some people don't have strength to pray for themselves, things of that nature. But I believe God has been rewarding us, you know, with strength, love, and, you know, knowledge and things like that. But he also want to reward us with peace. You know, peace, because some people, they just don't have no peace. know, expressing about their bills, or young people even don't have peace. They are getting into it with people and things like that. Can't sleep and stuff going on. They scared. But when we get connected to God, if we can get them to connect to God and share the word with them, I believe they'll get rewarded with those spiritual things, because the world, they just focus on the materialistic stuff. But there's so much wickedness and evilness in this world, and it just got to, like you said, bring to the light. You know, we cut that light on, darkness got to go, and continue to bring the light to them, the truth to them. And that's one of the ways we let our light shine, by giving people good advice and telling them the truth. And if I can say this, the quickest way to get somebody delivered is to tell them the truth. You know, they might know the truth, but we got to walk in, and we might know if we get on a treadmill, we're going to get in shape, but we got to apply it. So just kind of get the young people and ourselves to continue to apply the word and not just get impatient and go to something else, but just learn to stick to something for, you know, a week or two, a month, things of that nature. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And that's the truth. You know what I'm saying? Once you get into a consistent basis of doing something, it becomes a habit. We need to start changing our habits, picking up better habits. We need better habits. Yes. We need better study habits, reading habits, praying habits, eating habits, exercise, workout habits. We need new habits. We need a renewal. We need to take ourselves back to the potter's house. You understand what I'm saying? You need to just limp on down there to the potter's house, because we all got a break, a crack, a scratch, a scrape, or something on us that God needs to mold over. You understand what I'm saying? That is just not right for us. It's got us leaning wrong to the wrong way. It's got us going in the wrong direction. Here's the way to sum it up. This is the way you sum it up, Elder Melvin. This is how you sum it up. It has thrown our equilibrium off. We can't even stay straight no more. We leaning when we walk. You understand? We swaying when we walk. You understand? We can't even right. Listen, we can't even walk upright. Right? Oh my God, man! We can't even walk upright. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. You need to take yourself back to the potter's house. Matter of fact, we're going to take a break. Let us all just go walk to the potter's house and talk to the Lord for a minute and set our appointment. My God. Breaking chains. The mighty men of valor are on. YAT Radio is live. Let's get it in, y'all.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
What's happening, homeboy? Yeah, I see you. Standing there struggling with it, right? Everybody struggle with it, but we don't like to talk about it. Well, I'ma talk about it.
Somehow it would fall through. I tried to keep standing,
buried. Lies from the pit, lies I won't forget. Lies that ruin lives and keep you blind to who you is. Stand and saved by grace, through faith for Jesus' sake. So what you have count as lost as we press the seal.
I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get these folks my best. And I swear, and I grind, I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get these folks my best. And I swear, and I grind, I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time.
See, every Christian's on the track, that's on the track. It's like a skull, oh, we racing, never pacing, or we running towards the goal. Upward, upward,
calling, calling,
falling, falling,
knowledge, knowledge.
Nothing hollow like the lotto. Rewards from God the Father, where we should be. No matter what they say, or even throw it up. Keep rolling up and pressing in and showing folks you rest in Him. See, when it's all said and done, I wanna be true to Christ. I wanna stick through the proof and know it's true to life. So look to Him, give up everything to make it to Him. We're knowing fully, becoming holy as you pursuing. For all my saints who know they saved, but know there's more to gain. Keep pressing to the end when we will see Him face to face.
I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get these folks my best. And I swear, and I grind, I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get these folks my best. And I swear, and I grind, I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time.
I want to hear, homeboy. You know what I'm talking about? I see you standing there messing with it, but Philippians 3 for me, baby. I'm pressing in. I'm working to see the Father. Let's look like Him. Come on.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you, big bro. Welcome back to the show. The Mighty Men of Valor on this Thursday, Breaking Chains. Did you hear what he said? Let's work on looking like Him. You were supposed to have been doing that when you got into a knowledge of understanding of who He was. You know what I'm saying? And building that relationship with Him. Because in the beginning, when He created you, He knew what He was doing. I'm talking about God. He knew what He was doing. He said, we're going to make man in our image, after our own likeness. So He knew what He was doing when he brought us here. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that here we are today in 2021. We should have, listen, if you don't know much, you should have some type of inkling to have heard the name God. You should have heard the name Jesus or His Hebrew name, Yahshua. You understand what I'm saying? God's Hebrew name, Yahuwah. You could have, Yah. How about that? You heard Yah. But instead of you asking about, well, who is that? How do you know that name? Who is that name? You just went on and let somebody tell you about Him instead of you finding out about Him for yourself. You let somebody tell you about somebody that don't know about Him himself. So the blind still leading the blind. You understand what I'm saying? But it's something Pastor Jackson said to us a while back. Listen, and I'm going to say this to you. He said, in order for us to eat from the land flowing with milk and honey, we have to have a relationship with the one who owns the land.
Milk and honey, the landlord.
You got to have a relationship with the owner. Let me tell you something. Go walk up on a man's property right now and you don't know that man and take something off his property. And he see you doing it. And he don't know you. Something bad gonna happen.
9 times out of 10.
9 times out of 10, something bad gonna happen. Something gonna be said, something gonna be done. One or the other or both. So if you want to be able to reside in the kingdom of God, you got to build a relationship with the God of the kingdom. You understand what I'm saying? And let me tell you something else. Stop always telling myself, man, I'm trying to clean myself up, man. I got to get right before I go for God. You ain't going to never get right.
Sure won't.
You ain't going to be able to do it.
Can't do it.
It ain't going to happen. Did you hear how I said that? It ain't going to happen.
Get on flame, boy.
ain't gonna happen. You got to be able to listen. He say he's standing at your door knocking, so he can come in and stuff with you. What does that mean to you? What does that listen? I'm gonna tell you something. Listen to God talking to you right now. In Ephesians 5, down there in verse 8, listen to God talking to you. He said, you know what? You were once in darkness, but you are now in the light of me. He said, live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. He says, have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. He say, it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. And he say, this is why it is said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. So you got an opportunity when he woke you up this morning.
Yeah.
You have an opportunity to serve him. You have an opportunity to surrender your life to him. You have an opportunity to study his word. In the beginning was the word. The word was God. The word was with God. And guess what? The word became flesh. And we still act like we don't know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's horrible. All right, brothers, time to go ahead and get into our 2-minute warning. You know what I'm saying? I've been enjoying this for real, man. I really have.
Yeah.
So let's jump out there. Everybody ready? Everybody suit up. Let's get ready. Take your gloves off. Your brass knuckles on. It's time for the 2-minute warning. Let's get it. All right. Get ready. Here we go. Let me ask you something. I got my questions ready for you tonight. All right, 2-minute warning. Pastor Melvin, starting you, sir. Am I doing it for me? Am I doing it for God? Is society today wrapped up into me, myself, and I? Or are we looking to the hills from which coming our help? Because we know our help comes from the Lord. So who are we doing it for? Who are we living for today? Talk about it, Elder. Yo, 2 minutes starts right now. Break chain.
All right, let's go with my experience. From what I see, after my studying, I learned how to see. And Galatians taught me what to look for. I do not judge nobody, but Galatians 16:26 tells me there's only two types of people. And in the book of Galatians 16:26 let me know what type of people to look for. So depending on what kind of fruit that you drop from your tree, that let me know exactly who it is that you are serving. It's going to be the decision of God. But it's self come in because self comes in because self makes the choice. And when you choose God, that he's got his rules and his regulations. Satan take anything as long as it's not good. But when you are trying to please yourself, so it's all about self. But when you do it God's way, you think of others. Your focus is always on even the words you speak. Don't let me say nothing to hurt my brother or my sister. That's when you have gotten out of self and you're letting the mind of Christ be in you. That same mind. Christ never said nothing to hurt nobody unless you call for it. I mean, he had to straighten you out. But just to say stuff to hurt your heart, to hurt your feeling, that means by thou shalt not kill. Saying things to hurt people's heart. You are not in Christ. You enter yourself. You pleasing yourself. But when you want to help people, you want to follow God's instruction. That means you are out of self then. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, sir. Pastor Joseph, coming to you. Same thing. Am I doing it for me or am I doing it for God? Who are we serving out here today? Talk about it. Your 2 minutes starts right now, sir. Break chain.
Amen, amen. I believe to do the work Jesus did, the church, like we were saying earlier, the body, the whole church, we must have a solid foundation, to deal with so much stuff and serve the people and not just get into ourselves, things of that nature. Because Jesus, he did so many phenomenal miracles and so many phenomenal things, but not just giving us a formula. It was all type of ways that he showed us how we could ultimately serve Christ. He said it's a servant have an owner that's over him. He said, dude, work hard for that owner, that person that's in that authority figure in our life. And when we be faithful and loyal, we ultimately serve Christ. And the way we treat people, there's so many ways to serve Christ and not just directly see him physically. But, so many ways, doing a great job, whatever we do. And not just when they watching, not just when people watching. But even when they're not watching behind closed doors, yes, sir. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, preacher. Yeah, it's good. That's good. Listen.
Amen, Doc.
This is what I'm gonna put out there for that. I'm gonna go back to 2 Timothy 4. I'm gonna say at verse 3 it says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine." You understand? But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you, man of God, you, woman of God, be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry. Did you hear what I said? So don't become like them and doing it for me, myself, and I, but serve the Lord. Be watchful in all things and endure these afflictions that are coming your way, because they going to come, and ain't nothing you can do about them coming. It says that weapons will form, but they shall not prosper. You understand what I'm saying?
They coming, baby. You're right, Pastor.
You can't stop it. You understand?
Lock yourself up in a boat. Don't find you in there.
Listen, just do the work of the evangelist and fulfill your ministry. As long as you keep God first in all things, you're going to be all right. Because you're already victorious. Listen, when you show up for the fight, you need to walk up in the ring. Listen, just tell the Lord, just give you gear. You walk in the ring with the belt already on, with your hands already raised, you know what I'm saying? Because you already victorious. And if ain't nobody told you that, we telling you that. Christ already did it for you. It's been fulfilled. He told you, hanging on the cross, it is finished. It's already done.
That's it.
It's already done. So stop sitting around. You understand? Stop sitting around like you ain't got a hope in the world. You are victorious. Start living like it in the name of Jesus. All right?
Like that.
Let's get it going.
Like that, Pastor. That's good. That's good.
Amen.
Act like it. You're victorious.
You better live like it. You're a winner. How about this here? Do we always... Listen, let me just ask it like this. You don't get to choose who God uses. Why are we getting in the way of that? Oh, he anointed. She anointed. Oh, she used. We can use her in that office. Oh, he going to be a great pastor.
It sounds like some old people.
Boy, look at that. Somebody got mad then. But anyway, do we get to choose who God uses? Elder Melvin, your 2 minutes start right now. Break chain.
No, back to Saul. The people chose him.
They did?
The people chose him, and look how it worked out. They chose him. God have already told you cannot equip nobody to lead you. But what I love about my dad is when he chooses you to be a leader, like I told you, that comes with special training. That only comes from Heaven University. Or Jesus High School, however you want to put it. It does not come from here.
Amen.
It comes from up above. He knows the exact training you need because he knows what battle he's going to put you in. He knows what people he's going to put in your path. He knows what these people need. So this is where faith comes in, and this is where trust comes in. You got to rely on him. I mean, I'll brag on Christ. I allow him to tell me what to do. With Pastor Will, we don't know where Pastor Will going to come from. Like he's throwing these questions up right now. But you got to be ready. And you be ready. Just be that pipe. It's not the pipe that's helped the people. It's what's come through that pipe, throwing water, which is God's word. So you just make yourself readily, which is every day available for Christ to flow through you. And trust me, when Christ flow through you, leaders, you ain't going to make no mistake. But when you do it yourself, or eisegesis, exegesis, you're going to fail every time. So allow him to do what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and how he wants to do it. And remember, he ain't got to explain nothing to you. He don't owe you nothing.
Amen. Amen. I like that. I went to Jesus High School. Oh, man.
Heaven University.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Pastor Joseph, we coming to you, sir. Same thing. Do we get to choose who God uses? Your 2 minutes start right now, sir. Break chain.
Oh, no, sir. Not at all. Not at all. God is so good. I tell you, it's very good. But just like how people jump on bandwagons when somebody winning and then they support them, whenever we seek God like that, it's God's bandwagon. But God, he's looking for somebody to be loyal to him. And when we loyal to him, he will just share so much favor upon us, blessing. Just like Jesus, he came to do the will of the Father from heaven. And so by Jesus coming to earth, you know, his thing was to save the people from their sins by his life he lived. And when you find someone living that life to be Christ-like, God is looking for people loyal like that. He used Deborah. You know, he used Samson. He used judges. When it wasn't no kings, he raised up judges, and he put his power on them and things of that nature. Even in his death, even in his resurrection, you know, it was a great purpose to restore sinners back to God, my Lord. And when a sinner get restored back to God, he'll use them in a great way. And he not only that, he'll give us eternal life with him. And so, it's so many people that God want to use in a great way. Not only that, but give them eternal life with him so he can use anybody that's loyal to God and want to be used. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's good.
Amen.
Right there. God bless you, Pastor. Yeah, that's good right there. I want to piggyback off that because one thing about it is that we have to make sure that when God, how do you know that God wants to use you? Do you know what to look for? Do you know the what it is that you're supposed to experience when God wants to use you? Has God been tugging at you and you don't know what it is? Have you been hearing that little still voice speaking to you and you've been ignoring it? Have you been feeling? Listen. Do you get a chill come over you and it's 90 degrees outside and you know you ain't sick?
Goosebumps.
Do you half stand up on your arm when God talking to you? Do you get
goosebumps, baby? That's what
you
I get, goosebumps.
Do you get them goosebumps? Do you get that chill and then them goosebumps stand up big as your head? Man.
Yep, that's him, baby. That's him.
So,
to know his characteristics.
You got to know his characteristics. Listen, you better know him. So all I'm going to say to you on that right there, we don't get to choose who God uses. Man can appoint whoever he wants. But you if you study the word of God, you're going to know if they used of God. You understand? Mm-hmm. You're going to know if they are serving of the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? It's a lot of them out here want to do things just for a title. A lot of them starting ministries just because they want to get your dollar. They fleece flockers. They pull pimps.
Oh, you making people mad now.
They hustlers.
Stepping on toes.
You understand what I'm saying? They found you in a vulnerable state when COVID hit, the pandemic. When the pandemic hit the earth, they hit the earth with it. You understand? Satan brought his army in. Do you know how to identify?
Come on, boy.
You better open up. You better open up to the Lord and build that relationship. It don't matter that you're mad at me. Take it up with the Lord. Call on God. Talk to him about it. Because one thing about it, he says, touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. Yeah, Listen. You be like, well, that ain't got nothing to do with you. That's got everything to do with me and you if you a child of the living God. Because we all ministers of the gospel of Jesus the Christ.
Woman said that today to me. I ain't got nothing to do with how they fix y'all appointment. That's exactly what she said today, and she's driving the bus.
Please. We all
exactly
got an assignment.
What you said, Pastor.
We all have an assignment. We all were called to be disciples.
That's it.
He said, go out
commission.
And make. He said, go. That's the Great Commission. Go out and make disciples of all nations. That's everybody.
Everybody. That's your purpose.
How many people have you spread the good news of the Lord today? How many people have you told about Jesus? Are you too ashamed?
No, they don't know.
It's the difference in not knowing it.
Like
and
it how can you tell somebody about something you don't know nothing about?
But there is a difference in not knowing and being ashamed. There is a difference. Not knowing is one thing, but you knowing and not doing it, that means that you are ashamed that you have rejected him.
Yeah.
That's between you and God. I pray for
that's
you.
That's the Holy Spirit.
I pray for you. All right, let's move on. Here's the next one. Are we going to use God's word or use man's directions? Oh, man, did you hear what I said? Are we going to use the word of God or are we going to rely on man's direction, the blind leading the blind? That's what that is. How about that, Elder Melvin? Your 2 minutes start right now. What are we going to use? Break chain.
Me better go forth out of my mouth. It shall not come back void, Melvin. My word going to do just what I sent it to do, Isaiah 55 and 11, I think. What he says is going to happen, it's going to happen. It's a guarantee. Isaiah 55 and 11 just told you. If I said it, Melvin, trust me. This is the way it's going to be. So once you learn the word of Christ, why not stand on his word? Earth and heaven going to pass away, Melvin. But my word, if you're standing on it, you're going to be standing right there on my word. When earth and heaven pass away, it will not affect you at all. So you have to learn how to read between the lines, too. God just made that promise to me. And that's a promise. Man, I tell you, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. With my surgeon, they told me they were going to do this and do that. My family, I was all by myself. Boom, bam, thank you, man. What more do you need? That is peer experience. I don't care who it is. It be my mom or dad. If you ain't right, I'm going to tell you about it. My family let me down, but God, he brought me through it, Pastor. 3 surgeries. He brought me through. The first one was all by myself, but I made it. Thank you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. All right, Pastor Joseph, are we going to use the word of God or are we going to use man's directions? Your 2 minutes starts now. Break chain.
Amen. I love how Minister Melvin said it. Sometimes when we truly, truly put God first, we have to let go what people think about us, even what our parents think about us. Because sometimes parents, they can think their kids don't know nothing.
Cut them off.
You know,
cut them off.
Of that nature. And, you know, you can't, you just have to follow your heart and follow the word of God like we're saying tonight and follow, be led by the Spirit. And that means sometimes you got to just let go, even what your spouse thinks, because your spouse could think negative in some areas. Your kids, they can look down on your things. And that even the people we work for, you know, they could think you can't finish a certain task. But when we truly put God first, I think he give us a voice of victory. When we put him first and kind of forget what people think about us, he give us a voice in this land. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Definitely, he definitely does that.
Your two-minute drill is off the hook.
It is off the chain. Go back to John 15 with me and go over there to verse 20 and listen to this. Listen to this. He go my answer right here. Listen to this. He say, remember what I told you. He said, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obey my teaching, they will obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me. So think about it. You would rather follow man's directions because he said that the man named Jesus was just a prophet. So you believe what they say instead of believing and trusting in the word of God, studying it to show your own self approved before God. You understand what I'm saying? A workman under shame, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yeah. Hey, so
all I'm going to say to you about that is stop playing with God, because God ain't playing with you.
He ain't to be played with.
He ain't to be played with.
No.
You always talking about what the devil doing. Man, don't nobody care about what the devil doing. Ain't nobody paying attention to the devil but you. You know why our feet hurt so much over here at Breaking Chains? Because we always stepping on his head, busting it to the white meat.
We got him on the run.
He tried to come at us, but he came at the wrong one. See, we don't provoke the devil. We don't provoke those evil spirits, but we don't let them take charge over here. See, listen, when we wake up in the morning, they be like, oh, Lord, they done woke up. They go them Breaking Chains, man, golly. Guess what, y'all? And then he say, you remember the scripture now? Listen to it now. Peter, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? And you know what happened to you then, right?
Mm-hmm.
He tore you up and let you care. You went out of there running butt naked.
Yeah, tore that shucky ducky to pieces.
He whipped that butt. So all I'm going to say to you is, you better get in the word of God and get away from man's directions, the blind leading a blind man leading a blind man. They both going off the edge of the cliff, right? Falling in the pit.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. He go to the last one, gentlemen. Are we in the spirit of God or in the flesh of man? Just because we made a flesh don't mean have to live in this flesh. We got to be in it, but we can still be under the spirit of the Most High God. Elder Melvin, are we in the spirit of God or in the flesh of man? Your 2 minutes start now. Break chain.
I would say some are, but when you want to go with a scale, 1 to 10, I would say 2 are, 8 are not. Because the world, when you're in the spirit of God, you have to know. You have to study to know when he's working. With the flesh, you can see it each day. It's so easy to comprehend. It's so easy because we can see it every day. God doesn't work like that. My daddy don't. It takes patience with him. It takes studying with him. It takes being persecuted for righteous' sake. It takes being talked about like a dog. It's going to take being spit on, ostracized, criticized. This is what we can't understand. We can't see why it's happening. But with the flesh, oh, Lord, I'm just instantaneously, microwave. I can get it right now. That is Satan's way of confusing our focus. That's his characteristic. If you don't know the characteristic of Satan, the characteristic of Christ, you are doomed to fail in this life and possibly lose your soul for eternity. Thank you.
Ooh, Lord, have mercy on you. Ooh. All right, Pastor Joseph, same thing, sir. Are we in the spirit of God or in the flesh of man? Your 2 minutes start now, sir. Break chains.
And man, Apostle Paul, he was telling us, you know, in the Word of God by the Holy Ghost, that we have to crucify our flesh. And in believers, I think that's one of the toughest things for the believers to do, is to die to that flesh.
Preacher.
And when we die to flesh, that's when the glory come in. That's when we'll truly see the glory of God in our lives and things like that, because we can ask God to fill our mind with his truth. That's good. Then when we study the Bible, the Word of God begins to get in our mind, and the Word of God is filled with the truth of who we are. And that's what happened to me. I found out who I was according to the Word, and just studied, and just wrapped me up and tangled me up and just did something to me. And so if we could really meditate on his Word help us fight that flesh. We got to have something to fight that flesh. You know, the Word of God is stronger than anything. It's a weapon to fight back those negative thoughts, that flesh. And guess what? We will win. We will rest in him. And guess what? God will get our mind right. God will get our mind right in Jesus' name. When we will win. In the name. Amen.
Hey, man, that's good,
one,
that preacher.
You got to have something to fight with, Doc. You get it dead on the head.
Yes, sir. That's good right there, boy. Look at here. All right, so he go mine, y'all. I'm going to take you to Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going down to verse 10. And he go my answer right here. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. But we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Amen?
Stand is the key word. Stand.
Amen.
Stand. Stand, y'all, with the full armor of God on. Stand, y'all, trusting in nobody but the Lord. Stand, my brothers, have faith in nobody but God. Stand, my brothers, don't be double-minded, unstable in all your ways. Stand, brothers, because he said, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So you make sure you stand, brother. It's on you. My God. Woo! We're going to take this quick break. When we come back, we're going to open up the lines. We've got a couple of callers, see if they want to have anything to say to us before we get out of here. We're going to get our final comments for our brothers. And we're going to get out of here, man. Want to give big ups to Pastor Jackson, who had to work tonight. Big ups to our brother out there in Ohio. Want to say God bless to our overseer, Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, who's still with his family, spending time together. They are in mourning right now. Just buried his brother on Monday. So let's continue to keep them lifted in prayer. Let's pray for all of our brothers and sisters in ministry all throughout the world that are serving the Lord from their hearts. You understand? Not just out their mouth, but from their heart. Because the scriptures say that those that just say, Lord, Lord, out of their mouth will not enter into the kingdom of heaven now. So make sure that your heart is right with Christ. You understand what I'm saying? Get your heart right with God. I need you to repent of everything that you know that is not right of God. I need you to ask God to remove it out of your life right now. I need you to ask God to replace it with his Holy Ghost and to restore you back to him in the name of Jesus. You hear me? Because he knows. He knows everything. He knows it all. He sees all, knows all that you are going through and dealing with. Amen. Let's put it in his hands. You listen to Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor. YAT Radio is live. Let this lady sing to us, y'all. Listen to it.
With Young Adults Talk
on YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you, big bro. Welcome back to the show. Man, what a powerful show. I tell you, these brothers, man, they brought this tonight, man. And I just love it when it goes down, man. We be having some great shows. And I just thank God for the opportunity to come in fellowship and be in unity with my brothers, that we can bring empowerment and inspire somebody out there. Because we don't know who's taking the time right now to give their life over to Christ. We don't know.
No.
You understand what I'm saying? But God knows. And God says, when one soul comes into heaven, gives their life up to him, he say, the all of heaven rejoices. So so as long as God is pleased, we are happy. You understand what I'm saying? Because we are here to please the Lord, to be pleasing in his eyes, and to give him all the honor, the glory.
Focus on that.
And the praise.
Our job is to please him.
Absolutely.
Who we are reaching.
That's right. That's right. It's all about pleasing him. So pastors, before I get your final comments, I want to give this caller that's holding on a minute to say something. God bless you. Good evening. Welcome to the show. You're on Breaking Chains.
Hello. Hello, everybody. How are you pastors doing tonight?
God bless you, ma'am. How are you?
Hello, darling. How you doing?
Hey,
Great. Amen. I'm doing okay. I just wanted to comment and maybe read three scriptures since I did hear some scriptures, but I want to just comment on something that the pastor asked. He was asking, are we serving God or are we serving ourselves? And I just would like to read three scriptures to kind of like answer that and comment on that. Is that okay?
So you got a couple of minutes, so go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to go to Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 19 through 22. Jeremiah 9, 19 through 22, real quick. And this is the conclusion of where we are right now, prophetically. Okay, Jeremiah 9:19 says, I get to get the computer to move faster. It says, for a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded because we have forsaken the land, because our dwellings have cast us out. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O ye women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters wailing and everyone his neighbor's lamentation. For death, this is the most important scripture here, for death has come up into our windows and has entered into our palaces to cut off the children from without and the young men from the streets. Okay. The next one I'm going to read is Jeremiah 15:7-9. We have a lot of death right now going on. So I believe this scripture is very prophetic to what is going on right now in our earth. Jeremiah 15:7-9, Pastor. One more and I'm going to be done. Please. Thank you. And it says, and I will fan them with a fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people since they return not from their way. Their widows are increased to me above the sand of the seas. I have brought upon them and against the mothers of the young men a spoiler at noonday. I have caused him to fall upon the sully and terrors upon the city. That's where we are prophetically right now. That's why we got so much death right now with everybody dying. Okay, Isaiah, last one. 51:17-20, pastors. Isaiah 51 is the last one. Because the pastor did say I only had a few minutes. Okay. 17-20. These are all prophetic scriptures that I'm reading. Prophecy to what is going on in the earth. 17:20. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, which has drunken at the hand of the Lord the cup of his fury. He's the one angry, not Satan. Satan angry, but he can't handle it. You know, it's God that's angry right now. At the cup of his fury, thou hast drunken the dread of the cup of trembling and ran them out. Going all the way to 20. There is none to guide her among all the sons whom she have brought forth. Neither is there any that take her by the hand of all the sons that she have brought up. These two things are come unto thee. Who shall be sorry for thee? Who shall be sorry for thee? Desolation and destruction and the famine and the sword, by whom shall I comfort thee? Thy sons have fainted. This is the one I wanted to bring forth too, right here, main one. Thy sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets as a wild bull and a net. They are all full of fury of the Lord, the rebuke of thy God. Thank you, pastors. I just wanted to read that and let everybody know where we are prophetically You know, we are in some very serious times right now, very serious times. Thank you, pastors, for that.
Amen. God bless you, sister. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Elder Melvin, come on with your final comment, sir, so we can get out of here.
Everybody know what I still deal with is Galatians. I've been telling you to read 5 and 6. But what I want you to do, I want you to read and study the whole chapter of Galatians. It's not but 2 or 3 pages. And look at yourself. Look at the people who had liberty. They went back into bondage by listening to their neighbor who didn't know what they were talking about, wanted them to be circumcised and all this, believe in what they believe in, and they went back into bondage. And this is what Paul was trying to teach them. God has given you liberty. Accept it. Follow his ways. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you. All right, Pastor Joseph, your final comment.
Amen. Amen. just want to continue to encourage people to be radical for Christ. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, the world is not ashamed to do what they do. And it kind of makes me upset with a whole lot of anger just to see how lost they are and just leading people in straight into the ditch. Watch out, ditch. And, but Gideon, he was a man. He took action in the camp of his father, you know, because he stood up for Israel and everybody else. When everybody was afraid, he was like a boy turned into a man. And he was a mighty man of valor. So sometimes we got to stand up for our family, our friends, and even our country. You know, we got to let the fear go to the side and do the works of the Lord. You know, and that's the definition of courage. So when we everybody to be encouraged, when we tell people to be encouraged, you know, and say, hey, throw that fear to the side and do the work of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. You know, it's something. It's a lot going on around us in the land today. It's a lot of hurt, anger, and pain, and frustration, and bitterness. It's a lot going on that is doing things to your mindset. But, you know, do what God says. Do not be conformed to this world, but by the renewing of your mind. You know what I'm saying? Let the Spirit of the Lord take over you. Ephesians 6, starting at 1, children, do what the Scripture says. It says, obey your parents in the Lord. This is right. It says, honor your father and your mother. You know what I'm saying? It's first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. And it says, father, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and in instruction of the Lord. Wherever you remove God, you let darkness come in because you remove the light. And it's time to turn the light back on in your homes. It's time to turn. Listen, I say it again. It's time to turn the light back on in your homes. You understand what I'm saying? The light of Christ. You need to turn the switch back on. You need to bring the Spirit of the Lord back in your house. And then you want to see a change. The change starts at home with you. The change starts with the man and the woman that you're looking at in the mirror. I'm talking to my brothers right now. It starts with that man in the mirror. It starts with you. You understand what I'm saying? Stop trying to worry about what somebody else is doing and take care of you. Take care of your house. Get out of everybody else's business. Tend to your business. Yeah. You can't even handle yours.
It's not being yours.
Tend to yours.
Come on.
Stay in your lane. You understand? Stop being a gossiper. Stop being a whisperer. Start doing the work of the Lord. You've been hearing the brothers talk all night about it. You know what I'm saying? It's time to stand up and be men of God. Men of God. Use this word as your instruction manual and live accordingly. Amen. All right, everybody. Let's do our Black History honoree for tonight. Our Black History honoree tonight is Josephine St. Pierre Ruffin. Miss Josephine St. Pierre Ruffin worked tirelessly her entire life for the rights of African-American women, concluding that black women needed a national organization. She convened the first convention of what eventually become the National Association of Colored Women. She also edited Women's Era, the first newspaper published by and for African-American women,
Ruffin was a catalyst for change, stating, "Too long have we been silent under unjust and unholy charges. We cannot expect to have them removed until we disprove them through ourselves." Let me read that to you again. I'm going to read that to you again because, see, we need to pick that up today. She says, "Too long have we been silent under unjust and unholy charges. We cannot expect to have them removed until we disprove them through ourselves." Like I just said, it starts at home. It starts with you. Get on top of it. Call on the Lord and start today. Start tonight. Whatever time it is, wherever you are listening, it starts right now. Here go three men of God standing in agreement with you right now that you're going to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You're going to open the door and let God come in and sup with you, and your life is going to change because you won't change. And we touch it and agreeing in the spirit with you right now in the name of Jesus that is going to take place. In the
name of Jesus.
Amen. All right. Here's your health tip for tonight. Don't forget to exercise, to stretch, do some side strat house, some crunches, some sit-ups, push-ups. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you get your exercise on. Also, make sure that you put 64 ounces of water in your body on a daily basis. That's the minimum. 64 ounces is 8 glasses with 8 ounces of water in each glass. Drink them. If you don't want to do it that way, go in there and get you 4 bottles of water. Make sure they're 16 ounces of water and drink 4 of those. That's 64 ounces of water. However else you want to get it in your system, that's on you. But make sure you do it.
Here's
Cut back on all the fried foods. Eat your vegetables. Eat your fruit. And I need you for one day out of the week, at least one day, become a vegetarian. Don't put no meat in your body for a day. Become a vegetarian. We need you healthy. We need you physically healthy. We need you mentally healthy. And most importantly, we need you spiritually healthy. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Study the word of God. Study the word of God. Okay? Eat on it. Feed on it every day. Pray without ceasing, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, it availeth much. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Don't forget to join us tomorrow evening, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. It'll be Youth Talk Hour. Young people will be on tomorrow, and they're coming on to break chains with us. It's Youth Day, so make sure that you come on and support our young people. Make sure that you keep everybody lifted up in prayer. Pray for this ministry. Don't forget, every Saturday morning at 10:15, wherever you are, to pause and get involved in prayer. Say a private prayer wherever you are, because we're praying collectively at 10:15 every Saturday morning. First of the month is Saturday, is May 1st. So make sure that you're paying attention to things that are moving. Man, this year's, listen, we're almost mid-year, half of the year already. So pay attention to what God is doing, y'all. Stay focused, all right? My brothers, I love you. Love you much, man. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight, man, coming on with the Mighty Men of Valor. Thank you for being present. I love you, man, and God bless you and your families. And we're going to get out of here, man. We love everybody, and ain't nothing you could do about it. Pastor Joseph, can you pray us out, please, sir?
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We love you. We just give you all the honor, the glory. We pray that you continue to edify us, take us high as we can in you, in Jesus' name. Take our family, our friends. You said in your word you'll perfect that which concerning us. Whatever concern us right now, we decree and declare that, Father, you is perfecting it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. God bless y'all. Have a blessed night. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. We out of here, y'all. Good night, everybody. Peace.
Good night. You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor on YAT Radio, where each week we discuss the importance of male self-esteem, self-identity, and noble character. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.